The game has gone from maybe 20 people that weighed over 300 pounds in the late 80s to over 300 players now over 300 pounds. Do you think people just expect that steroids, beef, you know, this idea that you've got your cattle on your offensive line against their defensive line, do you think that's just expected in football?
Well, I mean, I'm a fan. I expect the players to be that big and the teams to try and get players that big to be effective. But none of us, even though we have our eyes open and realize that I'm sure there's guys in the league right now who are abusing banned substances, none of us want that to be the case because we want our teams to be clean and be able to achieve what they're going to achieve in a fair way, to say nothing of, as that article spelled out about the Panthers, be concerned for these players and what they're doing to their health, which these drugs can have not only short-term but very negative long-term effects on a person's health. And, you know, as we've talked about before on the show, some of these players from earlier eras, like we talked about the Steelers, you know, their lifespan is really cut and damaged by the use of these illegal substances.